Issue number 8, Betrayed by Betty. 10 years ago, my wife and I separated after 25 years of marriage. She found out I was having an affair with a young employee and asked me to move out. My wife is a beautiful and charming woman who gave me 5 terrific children. Everyone was hoping we would reconcile, but because of pure selfishness, I refused to end the affair with Betty, even after my wife and children begged me to. Eventually, that poor decision led to a painful divorce. My affair with Betty has been very convenient. She's self-supporting and hasn't cost me anything. Betty isn't very good looking, but she's a hard worker and is around whenever I ask her to be. Also, since we're not married, I've never felt that I had to be loyal to her, and I haven't been. I made it clear to Betty that I didn't want any more children, and she assured me that she would take care of that. Well, you guessed it. Betty is pregnant. I'm 63 years old and too darn ancient to start with diapers and bottles again. I also do not want to get married again. I don't mind supporting the child, but I feel a lot of resentment against Betty for having tricked me. I'm sure that she thought this would be a way to get us married. What I really want is my old family back. But I've been so rotten that I don't believe I have the right to ask for forgiveness. And then, too, a part of me says, I owe Betty something for all our years together, and I also believe I owe that unborn child my name.